Autumn is a beautiful time of the year. You can see in the grass behind me here the leaves that are down. Some are brown, some are yellow, some are still an off colour of green. You see the leaves in the hedges, the leaves in the trees, and they're all beginning to change colour. You know, in Matthew's Gospel chapter 24, the disciples came and they asked the Lord a question. What shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the age, or the end of the world? In Matthew chapter 24, it's commonly known as the Olivet Discourse. The Lord Jesus Christ gave a lengthy sermon as to the signs of the times in the last days before he comes back again. And throughout the epistles of Paul and John and Peter, we have many, many signs of the times. The Bible says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. I encourage you to read Paul's letters to Timothy. I encourage you to read the epistles of Peter. I encourage you to read Matthew 24. I encourage you to read 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians also. I encourage you to read the book of the Revelation. All of these books and many, many others in the Bible speak in great length and in great detail about the coming again of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. The Bible says in James 5 and verse number 8, the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. At the end of Matthew 24, the Son of God said, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Christ is coming back to a world that is not waiting for him, not walking with him, not worshipping him, not working for him, and not witnessing. He's coming back to a world that does not anticipate or expect the Son of God to come back. Many mock, many scoff, many laugh whenever you talk about the end of the age and the end of time. And of course, we've got now the whole climate change culture, and we've got very high up men in society that feel that they are able to save the world. But the Bible says that our times are in His hands, and the Lord's appointed day in which He will judge the world in righteousness. The Bible says that God's going to create a new heavens and a new earth. This world of ours is broken, it's fallen, it's cursed. And the Scripture says that the elements shall melt away with fervent heat. The heavens shall pass away with a great noise. Jesus Christ is coming back again. And no man is able to stop that. And so the disciples asked that question, what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the age? As I think about these leaves that are changing colour, I'm reminded of a story, I've related it often, about a young lad. His father was travelling away a long distance at the end of the summer months on business. He was going to another part of the country, or maybe even going overseas, and little boy, of course, was going to miss his father, wanted to know when his dad would be back again. And so he asked that question, Dad, when are you coming back again? His father says, I'll be back, son, in the autumn or in the fall. Little boy says, well, Daddy, when will that be? How will I know whenever that time comes? And the dad said, well, son, you look at the hedgerows, you look at the trees, and you will see the leaves beginning to change colour. They will change colour from green to yellow, and then to amber, and then to red, and then to brown, and the leaves will begin to fall from off the trees. And then soon the trees will be bare. But before the trees are bare, just after they start to change colour, that's the autumn. And I will be back at the beginning of autumn. So whenever you see the leaves changing colour, and whenever you see them begin to fall, that's the sign that your father will be back again. And so he gave clear signs. And the little boy, of course, looked and watched and looked at the trees every day. And lo and behold, they began to change colour. They began to fall. And soon his dad came back again. And dear friends, the leaves are changing colour. We are living in days of tremendous change. The hymn writer said, change and decay, and all around I see. And I'm sure you can see the changes in our society, and so many of them tally with the Word of God. Read Matthew 24. Read Paul's letters to Timothy. Read the letters of Peter. Read Paul's letters to the church at Thessalonica, and you will discover that the signs of the times are pointing to the coming again of Jesus Christ. But can I ask you today, are you ready? Are you saved? And if you're saved, are you really living for Christ? We are living in a day whenever many that profess the Lord's name are not really living for the Lord at all. Let's live lives of worth and purpose, and let's endeavour to glorify the Saviour. God bless you, friends. Thank you for joining us. and we'll see you hopefully again very soon.